So let's do a quick update on the status of the House Select Committee's investigation into the January 6th attack on the Capitol. And then let's turn our attention to this absurd new letter authored and signed by characters like Matt Gaetz and Louie Gohmert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Andy Biggs, and others. A letter that would be downright comical if this wasn't such a deadly serious subject. But it is a deadly serious subject. Because justice matters. Hey all, Glenn Kirshner here. So let's do a quick update on the status of the House Select Committee's investigation into the Capitol attack. You've probably heard that the House Select Committee has reached out to something like 35 telecommunications companies, phone companies, Facebook, Google, YouTube, and asked that those companies preserve records. That's likely with a view toward them being subpoenaed in the future. But as of right now, the committee has simply asked the telecommunications companies to preserve those records. Phone records for guys like Kevin McCarthy, Matt Gaetz, and others, people who are being investigated for their possible complicity in the insurrection. Now, let's first talk about what preservation requests are and how they're generally employed in investigations. And then let's turn our attention to this new letter authored by Matt Gaetz and company, which, again, would be comical if it wasn't such a serious topic. So first, preservation requests. They are entirely routine. And here's why when we're investigating crime, we're investigating incidents, we put in preservation requests. Because cell phone companies, for example, have guidelines that say after a certain period of time, we will purge phone records, we'll purge text messages, we'll purge direct messages. Some companies may retain them for 60 days, 90 days, 120 days. And so when we're investigating a case, now I'm talking in the context of a criminal investigation, but the principles are the same when Congress is investigating an attack on the Capitol. We put in these preservation requests because we don't want the phone companies, for example, to start purging these records because they may become very important to an ongoing investigation. So Congress simply asked the telecom companies to preserve them. Now, we make these preservation requests usually as one step in the direction of subpoenaing the records. First, we want them preserved. We don't want them purged or destroyed. And then we decide what we want to subpoena. So that's where it looks like Congress is going. And of course, Kevin McCarthy and company lost their minds. Why? Because they don't want their cell phone records, their texts, their direct messages retained and ultimately turned over to Congress as part of this investigation because it could implicate them. So what did Kevin McCarthy do? And he was joined by 11 other Republicans. I've called them the Dirty Dozen. They said, you can't make these requests of telecommunications companies. And telecommunications companies, you can't cooperate with this congressional investigation into the insurrection. It's unconstitutional, it's unlawful, it's bad, it's wrong, it's rotten, and you can't do it. They're wrong about all that, but we're going to set that aside for the moment. So Kevin McCarthy not only told the telecom companies, don't cooperate with the congressional investigation, he took it one step further. He said, because if you do, when the GOP is back in power, we will not forget it. That's a threat. That's obstruction. But not to be outdone by Kevin McCarthy, Marjorie Taylor Greene one-upped him. Here's how it was reported by the Business Insider. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from Georgia, claimed any company that hands over records to the committee will be shut down. You know, that's like obstruction with a cherry on top. I predict these telecom companies will indeed preserve their records, and they will probably wait to receive a subpoena, which will give them some legal cover, and then they will comply with the congressional subpoenas and turn over the records. Now, after Kevin McCarthy said, you can't do it, it's unlawful, it's unconstitutional, we won't forget it, and Marjorie Taylor Greene threatened to shut them down if they cooperated with the congressional investigation, Matt Gaetz and company took it one step farther. So there's a new letter that was authored and signed by characters like Matt Gaetz and Paul Gosar and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Louie Gohmert and Andy Biggs, you know, the lions of the House. And in that letter, they said, you can't do what the Select Committee is asking you. You can't preserve the records, these cell phone records that Congress is interested in. It's wrong, it's bad, it's unlawful, it's unconstitutional. And then the letter says, but we want you to do just that for our enemies. Folks, you can't make this up. Here is the headline, again from the Business Insider. Republicans want telecom companies to preserve phone records of Kamala Harris, Pelosi, AOC, and other Democrats after January 6 committee requests theirs. So Kevin McCarthy and company say, you can't do it, it's unlawful, and by the way, we want you to do it. We want you to do it for our enemies. I mean, there's a copy of the letter, folks. Like I say, you can't make this up, but it kind of undercuts their position, doesn't it? It's unlawful, but we're requesting that you do it to our perceived enemies. Here's the other thing, though. The House Select Committee has a mandate to investigate the insurrection. Matt Gaetz and Louie Gohmert and company are not involved, and they're being investigated. They're the potential targets of the investigation, and the information being sought by the committee may very well incriminate them. So they're now trying to go on the attack and saying, we want the records of other people, of Democrats. You know what that would be like? That would be like the FBI investigating criminals and getting the cell phone records of those criminals, and the criminals turning around and saying, oh yeah, we want the FBI cell phone records. Doesn't work that way, Matt, Louie, Marjorie, Kevin. Everything these Republicans are doing reeks of cover-up and desperation. And it's all going to come home to roost. Because justice matters. And friends, as always, thank you for tuning in to these daily Justice Matters videos. They're also available as podcasts, audio only, and you can get them wherever you ordinarily get your podcasts. And as always, friends, please stay safe. Please stay tuned. And I look forward to talking with you all again tomorrow.